Hi, welcome back. I'm Daryl, and welcome to McCullough Therapy. And welcome to Bite Size. In Bite Size, I'm going to serve bite-sized portions of inspiration and knowledge and insight. And in this episode, I'm going to be looking at that wee question that we always get asked, how are you? So first thing is first, you're a human being. So whether you're experiencing overwhelming grief or fear or pain, a well-meaning how are you can seem like the dumbest or at least the most awkward question you've ever heard. The truthful answer could be anything, but just coming up with that reply might stir up all kinds of feelings. You might find yourself in a mental flurry or a fog. Some of the things you might be wondering are things like, you know, how could you possibly ask me that? Do you really want to know? And even if you do you really think I'm going to spill my guts out to you beside this coffee machine? Maybe you might be thinking things like, if I tell you, will you be able to handle it? If you do handle it, am I going to actually like your response? What about things like, will I feel worse? Will you feel worse? Or the ultimate one, can someone please get me the hell out of here? Then after like a grueling microsecond or three, with no real idea what you should say and no real plan to say what's really going on in your mind, you just blurt out, I'm fine. When we're in pain, this question can seem insensitive and off-putting. If that's all you can come up with, then you're either a non-feeling robot or you simply just don't care enough to deal with my feelings. Either way, the invalidation can be overwhelming and often encourages us to protect ourselves by pulling away from others. Better to be alone than to play the game of niceties with no real connection. The key to navigating that how are you is an understanding that people often ask it because they don't have any idea what else to say. It's almost like filler talk when you have to say something but you've got nothing. Also, it's universal, so you'll probably hear it from everyone. Co-workers you see once a week, close friends you've known for years. So how do you answer the how are you question when dealing with anything so sensitive? Before you respond, you need to know that it's not selfish to think about and protect your own well-being. You don't have to give a thoughtful answer. In fact, if your goal is to exit the situation as quickly as possible, simple responses such as I'm fine or it's been difficult may actually be effective. Maybe adding on to things like thanks for asking. To any of those phrases provides a natural end to the conversation that won't invite deeper inquiry, and it conveniently offers a brief pause where you can take the opportunity to get the hell out of there. If that kind of exchange feels a little bit too hollow for you in the moment, then you can choose to add a dollop of actual truth to your response. I've been better. I'm really struggling. Or even a straight up, this truly sucks, could just be the thing. If the question is coming from someone you care about and whose support you would really welcome, give them a break. Despite how random it may seem, how are you, it's often a synonym for I'm uncomfortable with or weirded out by or terrified at the idea of talking about this subject. We're not encouraged or conditioned to talk about really difficult things. So when coming face to face with sensitive subjects, well, we often get nothing. And that includes those who really love you. At the thought of talking about illness or loss or dying, people freeze up. A hug may be replaced with a wave, eye contact disappears, and then, of course, those three little words, how are you? In total, the package may be interpreted as, I don't want to be bothered with your emotions, but in reality, there's an equal chance that the message is, I have no idea how to help, or really don't want to upset you even more. That's why those who have shared a similar experience often tend to be more prepared. They've been there, they know how it feels, and they're not afraid because they've already been through it. While the thought of teaching someone how to engage with you may feel overwhelming and unfair, given all that you've already shouldered, offering close friends and family the opportunity to learn how to engage, and more importantly, when you need or what you need from them, may pay off in the long run. They receive clarity you get what you actually need, and it greatly reduces the risk, so opening the gulf that is created when I'm terrified of saying the wrong thing or I'll just say nothing is met with, if you cared, you know what to say. A little preparation can go a long way, so spending some time thinking about this in advance can be really helpful. You know, examples may include things like, I'm not doing so well today, but knowing that you're there means a lot. Please feel free to keep asking. Or how about, I'm not sure how I feel right now, but I'd love some company in the next few days. What about, this week has been really difficult, but please keep on fighting me out. I may not accept for a while, but it helps to know that you're still thinking of me. Offering this kind of clarity can be a gift for your friends, for your family, for yourself. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Bye bye.